In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello everyone and welcome again to another episode of Common Prayer. Today is day 37 and we are coming to the end of Lent. Only a few days left and we're counting down to Easter. This is always like a go week for me at church. So I have kind of two holidays that my world revolves around, and that's Christmas Eve or Christmas and Easter. And there's always something big that we have to do. There's always some mountain we have to climb the week before, and this is no exception as we get ready to relaunch our church services at CPC. And so it's always really important for me to keep in mind what's really happening. And man, this has been such a great thing to keep me connected to the story of Easter, to keep me connected and rooted with what this season is actually really about. And I hope that's been amazing for you too. So as we get started today, we're gonna start with a minute where we just quiet ourselves. I know I need this too. And we allow ourselves to sit with God, to quiet our hearts, to quiet our minds. And God, would you speak whatever you need to speak to us in this moment? Take a minute now. Well, our word today is betray, and our verse is out of Matthew 26:21. It's the words of Jesus, and he says, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And as I thought about betrayal, I thought about moving to a new town in sixth grade. It was a small little town in Iowa, and everybody kind of knew everyone. And we moved a lot in those years, and I really wasn't looking forward to making new friends, especially in this kind of environment. It seemed like it was hard to break in. My dad had taken a church job, so that was our social structure for the summer before school started. And to my surprise, I immediately made a friend at church, which really was a huge relief. And it ended up being a pretty fun summer with my new friend, Nate. And then sixth grade started, and suddenly hanging out with the new kid was the last thing my new friend Nate wanted to do. And I remember trying to say hi to him in the hallway, and he wouldn't talk to me in class, whatever. But the cutting blow was there was this one kid who, for whatever reason, had made it his life mission to make my life miserable. I mean, it seemed like he was following me around, just trying to cut me down or hurt me or whatever. And that was hard enough for me to take, but the cutting blow is when Nate joined in. And I just was so caught off guard. I felt so betrayed, and I didn't really fully understand what happened or why it happened. But I'll tell you, I carried that betrayal well into high school. And even now, 25 years later, there's a sting as I relive that story. Why is that? I believe that we weren't created for betrayal. I believe relationships were never meant to be severed, and hearts were never meant to be broken. And yet, this side of heaven, we've all experienced the crushing pain of betrayal in some way, shape, or form. And being a pastor at a church for all of these years, you know, I've heard over and over again stories of betrayal, betrayal in marriages and betrayal in all kinds of different relationships or breaking confidentiality, just all kinds of different things. And it is seriously some of the most painful stuff that we have to deal with. It's hard enough to trust, and I think our biggest fear when we trust someone, when we make ourselves vulnerable, is that we're going to get betrayed. And as we read these words of Jesus telling his friends, I can't help but think, man, he experienced this, at least in my case, on a whole new level. It reminds us about the pain Jesus experienced as the crowds that sang his praises just days before start turning on him. Peter denies him. Judas kisses him and then betrays him. His other friends completely desert him. I mean, Jesus suffered betrayal, and that means he understands the betrayal you have suffered. And maybe even the betrayals that you have held on to for years. You might be holding on to something right now. So as we, in this Lent season, as we intentionally embrace the way of Jesus, what does it look like to face those betrayals head on? And could it be that our betrayals also could become moments to live more passionately in our calling as followers of the betrayed one? So I want to take a moment now. I just want to guide you through a couple questions. First of all, take a minute here, or not a full minute, but some time, and I want you to bring to mind some of the betrayals that you've suffered. I want you to bring those to your head and bring them to the forefront of your mind, and just allow yourself to sit in that for a second as we offer it to God. As you think through the pain of that betrayal, I want you to imagine the betrayal that Jesus experienced. And for a second, I want you to just take some comfort in the fact that we serve a God who understands. We serve a God who has been where you are. He had every reason to hold on to the betrayal, to hold on to being victimized. And yet, he did quite the opposite. He loved those that were victimizing him. So I want you to bring the pain of your betrayals to God right now. I want you to offer them, maybe even a posture where you open your hands, kind of palms to the sky, and offer these stories to you. Offer the stories to God and allow him to speak into the betrayal. Now, how is God calling you to live with these betrayals? Is there any action step that you feel like God might be calling you to? Is there perhaps a forgiveness that you've never extended? Have you let bitterness take root in your heart? If you saw that person on the street right now, would you be able to say hi? Do you wish the best for them? What is God calling you to do with your betrayal? How is God calling you to love them? One of the most sobering aspects of betrayal as I think through this that continues to hit me is, even though I have experienced the pain and loss of betrayal, I have been a betrayer. I have betrayed God time and time again. I run from Him. I wander away. I stray from being connected to Him. I sometimes neglect our relationship. And yet, just as He responded to the others that betrayed Him, God, in love, makes Himself available to us. So today, as we close, I'm going to ask you to make a solemn commitment that you will always seek to be faithful to the promises you've made, to be a person of your word, to let your yes be yes, let your no be no, and don't be a betrayer, be a lover.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening.